This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, I titled the shiur, The School of Saying the Keteres, mostly just to get people to come. Really, I don't want to speak about the school so much. So, I want to speak about the halacha. There's halacha in Shulchan Aruch about saying the Keteres. It happens to be a school. The best schoolers are the ones that are in Shulchan Aruch. So let's just discuss the halachas of reciting a Keteres. We will discuss why it's considered to be a tremendous segula. And hopefully we'll be able to be mekayim the dinim properly, or at least if we are ready, is to review some of the halachas of this Sifrei Shulchan Aruch. I tried to find, when we have this year, I tried to find something which is between the two parashis. At the end of Parashas Tetzaveh, we have the Mizbeach of the Keteres, which is a problem. As we've discussed many times last week, why is the Mizbeach HaKeteres at the end of Parashas Tetzaveh? The Mizbeach HaKeteres belongs in Parashas Truma, where we have the construction of all the other Kalim, and the construction of the Mishkan is all in Parashas Truma. So why the Mizbeach HaKeteres in particular, does that go at the end of Parashas Tetzaveh? And then at the beginning of this week's Parasha, Parashas Kisisa, we have the Keteres as well. So the Torah writes as follows in Simen Mar Malkum 1, Simen Kuf Lamed Gimel. Uvisidr of Amram, Kosav, La'acher sheyisayim shliach tzibur oise shalom, noyagin loymar enke lekeinu, ad atahu moishienu, atahu shektira v'seinu l'fanecha Keteres hasamen, pitam ha'Keteres ha'tzori v'atzipar na'chelbar ha'vayna mishkal shivim shima, and you go through the whole brisa that we have in Meseches Krisos. So the Torah paskins that after Shachris, one is supposed to recite the Keteres, the brisa of pitam ha'Keteres. And before that you say Ein Kelokeinu, which we will discuss as well. The tour continues at the end of Mar Malkum 1. V'chein ba'erev la'achar sheyigmaru tefilas arvis noyegin loymar pitam ha'Keteres. Says the tour, not only Shachris, after Shachris you're supposed to say pitam ha'Keteres, you're supposed to say after Ma'ariv as well, after achar arvis noyegin loymar pitam ha'Keteres. Aval lo yashir, the shir you only say when it comes to Shachris. Paskin in Shulchan Aruch, Mar Malkum 2. The Oimrim Achersim at Fila says the Ramah, Vyesh Loimar Pitam Akteris Erev Vavoiker Acher at Fila. The Oimr Tchila, before you say Pitam Akteris, you say Enkelokenu. Oimrim Hashir Shalavim Hem Oimr Bemikta, Shachris Levad, the Shir you only say by Shachris. Vyesh Shekosli Zarlom Repitam Akteris Mitoich Aksav, as we will see shortly. Take a look at the Magen Avraham and Reish Lamed Dalet, Mar Malkum 3. This is talking about the halachas of Tfilas Mincha, says the Magen Avraham, based on the Arizal, V'toiv Loimer, Gamkem Pitam Akteres. So you have shitas of Ikorei HaPoiskim, shita of the Mechaber, the Ramah, and the Magen Avraham, that one should be reciting Pitam Akteres by all three Tfilas. Each of the three Tfilas, there is at least an Inyan to be saying the Pitam HaKeteres, and it sounds like almost a halacha. So, do we say the Pitam HaKeteres before davening, or do we say the Pitam HaKeteres after davening? How many people here on a regular morning say Pitam HaKeteres? Regular Shachris, weekday morning? How many of them say it before Shachris? How many say after Shachris? Now, what's the difference? What's the reason to say before Shachris or after Shachris? So, I would argue as follows. We know that the Pitam HaKeteres is supposed to be a major skula. It's supposed to be something which corresponds, which has a tremendous influence on a person's general state. The skulas that are listed for recitation of Pitam HaKeteres are, first of all skulas kadmonim. They all come from very, very early sources. And there's so many different skulas. If you take a look at the difference of what the kadmonim write, that the recitation of Pitam HaKeteres could be considered a skula for, you have a list of Yinotzel Mishibur Malchias, Bracha Mitzuya B'maisa Yadav, We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was given the secret of the Torah from the Malach HaMavis himself. Mivatelis klipas chitzonis, mivatelis hakshafim, mivatelis hihurim ravin. Noichol bezoi lamais, misalek adinim, yimotzachim v'chein v'seichol toi v'enei korov. Misugelis la'ashirish, it's misugel la'ashirish, as we've said, as we know, that's why the halacha is, the Ramah says, you don't give sandukos to the same person twice. Why? Just like the Chazal tell us that you don't give the Ketores to the same coin twice. Why? Because once one got a skula for Ashirus, you're not going to give the other one a skula. You're not going to give him again a skula Ashirus. He's going to get rich already. So the same thing by Sandakos. Many of the Bir Agro disagrees, the Noit Vihuda disagrees, but the Ramal seems to say you don't give Sandak to the same person twice because it's a skula for Ashirus. In fact, that's why many of the placemen say, why do we say Enkel Akenu before we say Pitam HaKetores? It sounds like from the Paiskim that the recitation of Ein Kelokeinu is tolle when you say Pitam HaKetores. So if I say Pitam HaKetores every day, I say Ein Kelokeinu every day. If I say Pitam HaKetores only on Shabbos, so I say Ein Kelokeinu on Shabbos. What does Ein Kelokeinu have to do with Pitam HaKetores? So the Paiskim say, because Pitam HaKetores is a skula for Ashirus, a skula kadmainis for Ashirus. It's directly related to Ashirus. And what's the natural result of Ashirus? So therefore, before we even recite Pitam HaKetores, we always have to begin Pitam HaKetores by saying Ein Kelokeinu to counteract the natural inclination of a person thinking Koichi Ve'Oitzim Yadi. So we see that Keteres is a tremendous thing, and the recitation of Pitam HaKetores is a tremendous thing. So should I say it before davening, or should I say it after davening? And it's a debate among us. Sfarnos, Chashkenos, many different. What's the debate about? What's the reason to say it before, reason to say it after? So if we understand the tremendous mylan saying Pitam HaKetores, so then we can begin to discuss whether it's smarter to say it before or after. So take a look at it, Tzror HaMor, in this week's Parsha. The Tzror HaMor, you don't have it on your sheets, it's not on the computer program. So the Tzror HaMor asked the kasha we just asked a few minutes ago. Why is it that the Mizbeach HaZov is listed in Parsha's Tetzaveh after the construction of all the Kelim, after the construction of the Mishkan, after the discussion of the Big Day Kahuna? Seems to be almost like an afterthought. Oh, by the way, there's another keli we forgot to tell you about in Parshas Truma. It's called Mizbeach HaKetores. Why didn't the Torah put it in Parshas Truma? So Tzror HaMor writes as follows, a fascinating insight. He says, the Ketores and the Mizbeach HaKetores always have to be the last thing. That klal gadol. It's always at the end after everything else. Why? Because the Ketores is what he calls a mekasher. It's a mechaber. It takes the kochos, it takes the hashbaz of all the karbonas throughout the day, all the karbonas that happened throughout the day, or all the karbonas that happened until now, and it's maila that reyach nichoach to the Rabbeinu Shalom. The same thing with tefillah. It takes the koichos of all your tefillah, of the entire Shemina Esrei, and that brings it as a sweet offering to the Rabbeinu Shalom. Says the Tzror HaMor, Hamazbir afu bederech ze, madua huvu asiyas mizbeach hakteres besoif maisa mishkon, hine chosa melechas hamishkon b'maisa mizbeach hakteres, lefishu akli hayoyser nivchar. It's the choice, most important kli. Ukvar yadata mamoram hakol hoylech achar hachzi chisum. Lefishu mizbeach mekasher kol divrei hamishkon, v'lechein nikreis hamitzvah k'teres loshon kishur. It's mekasher everything you did. So it always has to come at the end. He explains that's why the Mizbeach HaKetores had to be in the center of the entire Mishkan. That's why Mizbeach HaKetores includes, we know, some amonim that are connected, even afilu rishon shabi Yisrael, afilu poishim shabi Yisrael, because it includes everything. It's mikasha, everything together, and therefore the Ketores and the Amiras HaKetores should be at the end of davening, after I said all my tefillahs to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So what brings it up? What's mikasha then brings it up to the Rabbeinu Shalom? That's the Amira of the Ketores. However, on the other side, you have a very interesting Rabbeinu Bechaya. Take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, Mar Malkum number 4. Says Rabbeinu Bachya, Vayavo Moshe Va'arana Ol Moed Vayetsu Vayivorchu Es Ha'om. By the Yimei HaMiluim, Aaron, Moshe, and Aaron come out to give the bracha to the Kol Yisrael. Nichnisu shneim sham. They went into Oil Moed. Kedei sheyilam denu Moshe ma'isak toires. What were they doing in the Oil Moed? Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching Aaron the ketoires. Lefisha Aaron kol shivas yimei amulu em lohaya rashai likonis lifnim mipesach Oil Moed. Because Aaron didn't see it yet. Hul chekasu upasach Oil Moed teishu. Va'achshav. Va'yoy mashmini hursha likonisham. V'nichnas Moshe ima. Aaron didn't see it at all. Skip down one line. Right after the Ktoires, they went out and gave a bracha. Why? At that time, this man of the Ktoires, that's the time for Kabbalah's Hatfilos. After all, look at the minug of the Kohen Gadol Yom HaKippur. He would go in to be makter the Ktoires. And that's when he would daven b'shas laktara al tzarchayam b'sipuk michios and mizani sayim for parnasel b'iridas amata b'sharet zrochem. And that's what David HaMelech says. We say it all the time. Tikkun tefilasi k'toyres lifanecha. So the k'toyres was a school of for kabbalas atfilas. Therefore, the Ben Bechaya seems to say it's a school of for kabbalas atfilas. Therefore, before we are mispala, we should say the k'toyres. And the Dror Mora seems to say it's a school of Kabbalah's Tefillah because it's mekasher all the Tefillahs together. So why is it a skula? Okay, we don't understand necessarily the things that are going on in El Yamas El Yoyne, but just Alpi Pashtos, what the Rishonim are telling us is that our Kabbalah's Tefillah, we're mispala during Shemoneh Esrei for Parnas, we're mispala for Refu, we're mispala for all sorts of things. What makes the Tefillah niskabel, or what gives it a better shot at being niskabel? It's the Amiras Akteres. So therefore, there's a svar to say it before. There's a svar to say it after. Lemaisa, the Yavit says that he's very bothered by this. It sounds like he was saying from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, he wasn't sure, should I say it before or should I say it after? Now it makes sense. What he was struggling with, says the Yavit, I do a pshara. What's a pshara? I say the parsha of Ketores before with the rest of the Karbonas and pitim ha-Ketores afterwards. So a person wants to be yoytzi both, to have the neshama parsha saying of Ketores both before and after. You say the parsha of Ketores, says the Yavit, you say the parsha of Ketores before and you say the pitim ha-Ketores afterwards. And that's the Inyan al-Pipashtus of why it's such a school is because all our tefillahs are niskabel based on the mira of the Ketores. Rebbetzin Feiner called me yesterday. She saw the title of the shir. She said, you should know that in my household, my mother always told us that her misayra was that if you want to, from time we were little children, you would be mispalel to get good shidduchim, you had to say ketores with a lot of kavana. We were little girls, we were already saying ketores with a lot of kavana. I think everyone agreed, it worked for her, right? So it's a skula that, I haven't even seen that in Sfarim, but apparently in the Handelman home, that was niskabel, that it's a skula for shidduchim. Why? What am I saying is, because whatever you're being mispalel for, Kabbalah satfilas to a large degree is totally on our amiras of ketores, the parsha of the ketores, and the Pitamakter. So having said that, let's at least understand how to do it properly. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. Halach and Shulchan Aruch seems to be that you do it by Shachris. The Tur says you do it by Ma'ariv as well. The Magen Avraham says you should do it by Mincha. The Arizal says you should do it by every Suda. They had a minhag in many parts of Ashkenaz. They would do it Moitzei Shabbos before they would say V'yitin Lecha. Because, as we see, everything's totally on the Ketores. So, whenever we could fit it in, we would recite the Pitamakter. So let's discuss... Let's discuss the proper way of reciting Pitim Torah. So we already discussed when to say it, before, after, or maybe both. Now let's discuss two separate questions. There are those that only say Pitim HaKetores on Shabbos. Who here only says it on Shabbos? Me also, until now I'm thinking about switching. But it's so fascinating. Who are they? Most Ashkenazim only say it on Shabbos, right? What?
They say it every day. They say it every day. The guys do not.
Uh-huh.
Right. My father told me to say it. I mean, I say it every day.
Most of the Sfarim that discuss Minog Ashkenaz, the Minog was only to say it on Shabbos. Why was that minhag only to say on Shabbos? Not like the rest of Karbonos. Even those fine Jews that say Karbonos. Pitam HaKeteres, they only said on Shabbos. Why only say it on Shabbos? The Keteres was brought. That's backwards. That's backwards. The Enkel Kain we say because we say Pitam HaKeteres. Because Koichi V'Yitim Yadi. So I say Pitam HaKeteres, and let me tell you, say Enkel Kain every day. So it comes from a Ramah. Mikar is a Mikar Tahar. So what it said is... The Parsha of Teresis was written in the Torah. The Pitam HaKeteres is the Bryce in Mesechus Krisis, which describes the details.
Yeah, but you say it in Karbonos, you say it Pitam HaKeteres and the same thing by Enkel HaKeinu.
You say both in Karbonos. The Yavid says the Parsha of Teresis first and Pitam HaKeteres after. That's exactly what I'm saying. You don't necessarily have to say them together. One's Sukkim in the Torah, one's a Bryce in Mesechus Krisis. The Yavid. Okay, let's go weiter. Says the Gemara. The Gemara in Mesechus Krisis brings this Brisa. So why is it that many people only say it on Shabbos? So it comes from a Ramah. Take a look at the Beis Yosef. Says the Beis Yosef in Maramakum 5. Fascinating Beis Yosef. Kosav Rabbeinu Hagadol Mari Abuav She'ein Loimar Pitam HaKeteres Elumi Toicha Ksav. You should only say the Pitam HaKeteres from looking inside. You shouldn't say it by peh. Why? Shema yechaser echad me'asamadim. Because maybe you're going to miss one of them. V'yechayiv misa b'kriya. You miss one of the samadim, you're a chayiv misa. Just like the Brisa says. Im chiser achas mikos aneha chayiv misa. So if you're reciting it and we're saying you get the koya, you can't have it both ways. You can't expect to have the value of Keteres as if I brought a Keteres, but not have the chumra of Keteres. So if it's if you brought a Torah, so if you miss one, it's a mechisar achas, we call someone a chayiv misa. So says Maria Bu, if you want a big skula, okay, but be careful, read it inside. You miss one, you're chayiv misa, therefore it's makvid that you read it inside. They bring from the Arizal, that the Arizal had a minog, the Migure Arizal, the Talmid of Arizal had a minog, to count every single one on their finger, to make sure that you got 11. The Chassam Sofer writes, the grandson of the Chassam Sofer says, I don't understand what counting helps. I thought this was funny. What's the point in counting on your fingers? So you get to number 10, you realize you missed it. There's nothing to do anymore, you missed it. So what does counting on your fingers help? But many say from the Arizal that instead of reading inside, you count on your fingers all of the Svanem to make sure that you don't miss one. Lemaisa, because then you chayv misa. Lemaisa, the Beis Yosef says, he doesn't buy it. Says the Beis Yosef, I don't buy this, and you chayv misa. First of all, says the Beis Yosef, im chiser achas kol svanel, according to Rashi, is talking about the Kohen Gadol going lifnayu lifnim on Yom HaKippurim. And why are you chayiv misa? Not because you missed one of them. Because if you didn't bring the proper keteres, so then you're missing one of the smaneha, so then you're going in lifnai lifnim for no particular reason. That's called a birik onus. Why are you chayiv misa? Not for bringing the wrong keteres, but for going in kodshe kodshim without bringing a keteres. So you're not chayiv misa unless you went in kodshe kodshim. We didn't go in kodshe kodshim. Furthermore, says the Beis Yosef, even according to the Rambam, that the reason you're chayiv misa is because you bring it eish zah, that it's a bad keteres, it's a strange keteres, like Nadav and Avihu. That's what everyone's thinking here. That's only if you bring a bad keteres. But if I say it, that's a problem. Therefore, the Beis Yosef says he's not concerned about the Mari Abuav. You could rattle off the Pitam HaKeteres. You don't have to be nervous. Even if you mess it up, you're not Chayiv Misa. But at the end of the day, the Ramah quotes it. Take a look at the Ramah. The Ramah says, again in Maramakum 2, V'yeshe kosvi lizar loymer Pitam HaKeteres mitoich haksav v'lo balpeh mishum she'amira b'mokum haktara v'chayshinon shema yidaleg echa misamonim v'amrinan shu chayiv misa im choser achas minasaneo v'lecheinogu sheloi la'oimra b'chol. Says Ramah, that's why we in Ashkenaz have the minog not to say pitam haktaris during the weekdays. Because we know no one sticks around for the end of davening when you gotta run to work, right? You're ready at the train by the time they get to pitam haktaris. So what's gonna happen? You're running to the train and you're trying to rattle a law of Pitamak Torah on the way to train. Chances are you're going to miss one. You're going to be chayiv misa. Therefore, we only say it on Shabbos, says Ramah. Shememarin lemelachdim v'chayshinon shem yidolem. Right? So says Ramah, you only say it on Shabbos. Lemaisa lemagin of Ram. And many, as we could see, this is a good sampling. Many even that do follow the Ramah normally, for this, we don't follow the Ramah. Why? Because, as we've been explaining, the Brein B'chayetz or more, the amount of the value, so to speak, the spiritual, the value of Bitabak Teres, of Kabbalah Satfilas, Klal Yisrael simply wasn't willing to give up on during the week. So we say it anyways, but a person has to be clear, according to the Ramah, it seems clear, a person has to be careful to make it, say it carefully, because some of the Rishonim hold, if you miss one, you are going to be Chayev Misa. So it's important to say Mitoich HaKsav. On that note, probably because of that, because there's a special inyan to say it Mitoich HaKsav, and therefore the Maria Buov says you have to say it Mitoich HaKsav, there developed a minug which is also not something to scoff at, it's a minug brought by Rishonim, brought by many, many Kadmonim, to recite the Ketores Mitoich Klaf and Dioi and Ksav Ashuris, like a Sefer Torah is written. And tremendous, tremendous schools are written when it comes, by Rishonim, written when it comes to reciting it specifically from this Klaf. So if you have the value of Ketores as being the Kabbalah's Hatfilah, is the Ketores, is totally on the Ketores. Everything that we're davening for is totally on the Ketores. And the Rishonim are saying that that gets enhanced by doing it Mitoich HaKlaf, so it's something that Klal Yisrael would want to adopt. Listen to the Seder Ayoyim, one of the Rishonim. Kosav, the Inyan HaKetayres, who Inyan Godol, Levatel Kol Nega, any sickness, V'Kol Pegara, HaChoshesh Alov V'Al Nafsho, Ro'oi, someone who cares about his life, very strong Lashon, cares about his life, Ro'oi Lishtadl B'Chol Oiz, B'Inyan Zev, V'Lichtoiv Kol Inyan HaKetayres, B'Klaf, Kosher, B'Ksivas Ashuris. Says the Seder Yom, you want to take this school seriously, and again, this is not something which was created 100 years ago. We're talking about the Rishonim over here, and they said that if you want to take this school seriously, that it works in terms of Rifu, it works in terms of Parnasa, the best way you could execute it is Mitoich HaKlaf, B'Ksav Ashuris, B'Diyoi Kosher, Erev Ubaiker, both in the morning and in the evening. So, Gavaldik, if a person wants it, this is a tremendous, seems like a tremendous thing, tremendous investment. You buy the Kateri thing, and this is beautiful. It's better than medical insurance, right? Better than, it's Gavaldik. What's the problem? What's the problem? Problem is, a Gemara Meseches Gittin. Says the Gemara Meseches Gittin, Mar Malkum 7. Says the Gemara, Boy mine Abaye me rabo, Abaye es rabo, Mahu lichtoiv megillah litinoik lehislamid bo. Are you allowed to write a section of the Torah on its own? I don't want to write all chamishay chumshay Torah. Right? My kid's learning Sefer Vayikra, so I'll write Sefer Vayikra the way it should be written on cloth with Dio, beautiful Sefer Vayikra. I'm not going to write the whole thing, it takes too long. I'll write Sefer Vayikra and I'll give it to my child. Am I allowed to create a Sefer Vayikra on its own? Says the Gemara, Tiboy Lamanda Amar Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna, Tiboy Lamanda Amar Torah Chasuma Nitna. So there's a debate. Was all of Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu at one time and then he gave it to Klal Yisrael? Or was it given to Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu, was Torah given to Moshe Rabbeinu piecemeal? He gave him one parsha, then he gave it to Klal Yisrael. Gave him another parsha, gave it to... So it depends. If the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu piecemeal, so then it would make sense that we could write it in different pieces as well. If the Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu as one chatich, or one big Torah, without being divided at all, so then you're not allowed to divide it up, so you can't write part of it. So the Gemara asks Akasha, am I allowed to write separate parshas of the Torah? It's a Gemara. What does the Gemara conclude? Tiboy the man to Omar Megillah Megillah Nitne, says the Gemara, came into Megillah Megillah Nitne, Koisvin, Odilma came into Idbek Idbek. Maybe since it was given to Moshe Rabbeinu piecemeal, we could write it. Or maybe no, since at the end of the day everything was tied together, you're not allowed to write. Says the Gemara, Lemaskana, Tiboy the man to Omar Tayyar Chasuman Nitne, came to Chasuman Nitne, and Koisvin, Odilma came to Levshah Koisvin, Omar Lay, Ein Koisvin. You're not allowed to write Torah, Megillah, Megillah, Nitnas. You're not allowed to write a separate Parsha of the Torah separately. So how are we going about and writing the Parsha of the Torahs? On Klaf and Diyah, you're beautiful, right? Beautiful Parsha of Torahs to get the Skula, which is a Skula from the Rishonim that they advocate very strongly to say the Amiras HaKetorahs. It's also Mikra Adin. It's also in the Gemara. You're not allowed to write such a thing. So says the, take a look at Rashi, Torah Megillah Megillah Nitna Kishenemra Parsha LeMoisha Yekaisva Ulebesoif Mem Shana Kishenigra Kol Parsha Is Chibram Begidon. He tied them together. Let's skip down to the next Rashi. The Fisha Ein Koisvin VaAfilim and the Amr Megillah Megillah Nitna came the Ibek Ibek says Rashi Kulei Amal Moida. It doesn't matter how Moshe Rabbeinu was mekabel the Torah, whether he was mekabel it piecemeal, whether he got it all in one piece. At the end of the day, the Torah is one chaticha. We put it all together. It is also me ikar hadin to write a chelik of the Torah independently. That's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. Mar Malkum 9. Lo yichtav Megillah bifnei atzma sheyiyu ba parshiyos. You're not allowed to write a separate parsha in the Torah separately, independently. The ein koisvin Megillah letinak lisnami bo, even for a tinak to learn from. Vim daita leshlima, unless it's part of a greater thing. Then Moshe, like Moshe Rabbeinu, you could combine it afterwards. But the Shulchan Aruch is clearly paskining that it's also to write the Parsha Torah. So what do we do over here? We have, I know what we do, right? When there's a school of Versa Halacha, what do we do? Right? What we do. But what's going on over here? The Gemara says that it's Aser. And the Seder Yoyim, the Rishonim are telling me that it's a school of Nifla for Parnasa, for Refuah. So how do we make sense of this? And what do we do? Le Maisa. So... Okay. So let's go for anything that's ksuva about Torah, anything where there's a chiyuv in the Torah, so that the Torah is telling you you're allowed to. So tefillin and parsha soita, the Gemara discusses it. We don't have time to go through the whole Gemara. Parsha soita, you write anything where the Torah clearly gave a mitzvah to write it separately. The Torah was giving mezuzah. The Torah was giving a dispensation. We're talking about when the Torah didn't give a special dispensation. As much as we'd like to think, the Torah never said that you have to read the Torahs mitaych haksaf. Right? And the Torah might say you should read Ketores because of the Rishon Paran Saksenu. There's no din that you have to do in Mitay Chaksav. So the Torah never gave me a heter to write the Parsha of the Ketores. So the first heter really comes from a riff which is quoted in the Shach. Take a look at the Shach. The Shulchan Aruch paskins, you're not allowed to write the Torah piecemeal. Comes the Shach, Mar Malkum 10. Lo yichtav haTorah Megillah Fnei Atzma. Vidas harif! It's mutter. I, the Gemara, said it's aser. Okay, mishom eis lasas afem beteresa. If you make every person that wants to learn, used to learn from Sifrei Torah. If you make every person write his own Sifrei Torah, you wouldn't have more Sifrei Torah. You have more amaratzim. People are not gonna do it. So therefore, Torah matahayale. So therefore, because of eis lasas, it was a shas ad chak. They mattered the iser. You're right. It's iser. It might be iser deraisa according to Moshe John. And they mattered the iser because simply we have to do it just in order for people to learn Torah. Well, how far does that go? Meaning, how far does the eis lasas? Is it only to learn? Or maybe a school is also eis lasas. I need, at the end of the day, I don't want to be chayiv misa. I don't want to miss one of them. So I want to say it, mitay chaksav. So maybe that's also eis lasas. Take a look at the Taz. The ein kaisim megillah latina, xedas harambam. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like a rambam. However, the riff already mattered it because of eis lasas. The riff hit their lichtai megillah latina, klislamayin. Vehiksha lav rabim. Because of that rosh, it hit there. Why did the riff matter? It's against the mefurish of Gemara. Says the it's impossible to ask of every oni to put down $80,000 for a sefer Torah. Take a look around. It's a minog. We write stuff all the time. And not so much so, it's a pella that the Ramah didn't bring this. How did the Ramah just say it's usher? Tell us, there's a big heter over here because of Eis Lassos. How are you quiet, the Ramah? Come, avamikom makom ein heter. Says the Taz, there's only a heter. Kedei lislamebo. If you're going to learn. Mishum Eis Lassos Lashem. Avo oyesin shekoisvim psukim ala koisel. Sometimes people will write psukim on the wall, right? You go to Europe, you see this very often. Le'ezis simin toiv, right? They wrote psukim on the wall, they wrote psukim on the Aron Kodesh, maybe it's not le'islamid. Lav shaper avdi de Torah chasuma. It's also me'ikar din. The only reason we allow it is because of Eis Lasos, the Shas of Chak, for people to learn from. You're not allowed to stam write psukim. b'ksav ashruz. You're not allowed to write stamp sukkim because Torah was given as one chaticha, one Torah. You're not allowed to divide it up. Comes the Beis Hillel from the side of Shulchan Aruch. Look at a Beis Hillel. It says Beis Hillel Mar Malkum 12. Kosa Megillah Shalosh Shalosh Tevis B'shita Achas Mutter. V'koshali al mashenoyigin achshav bizman hazeh. B'chol batei kneisiyos, lichtoiv yur gimel midos ala niyor, oi b'chakika ala tavla. How do we write psukim? Hashem, Hashem, kelrachem v'chanan, b'ksav ashuris, k'may sefer Torah, v'zeh ein oi nochoin, lichtoiv megillah, yoysim ishoz. You're not allowed to do it. It's awesome, medina de gemara. How are they able to do it? How do you go into shul and they have the midos harachemim? It's psukim. You're not allowed to write a psukim, b'ksav ashuris, without writing a whole sefer Torah. What's his answer? V'nira hatamishim, the eis las. It must be, otherwise people wouldn't be able to say that you'd give me this. They don't know it. So Eis Lasas, this is included in Eis Lasas. So far, we have an Isser, Pashas to Isser Daraisa, to write a chelik of the Torah, a parsha of the Torah, and the heter for that is Eis Lasas, Bishas Adchak. When otherwise I wouldn't be able to do what I have to do, so then I wouldn't be able to learn, I wouldn't be able to say you'd give me this. So then, we matter it based on the riff. Now, coming back to the Torah, Yesh Lodim. Is this included in the Eis Lasas? I can't do it Balpeh. According to half the Rishonim, there's a Chiv Misa, right? I like schools, but Chiv Misa, that's not right. That, I'm not going to take a chance with that. But is this considered to be Eis Lasas? That would be the question. Let's just take one more step and we'll take questions. That would seemingly be the question. And then you would have to decide. It sounds like most of the Rishonim are saying that this is also Eis Lasas, and that's why they advise to write them. However, we have to make a important distinction over here, because the Tashbeit gives a different answer. And it's quoted in Pesachei Tshuva. And the Tashbeit says, if you look around, how are we makel? You know what, says the Tashbeit? How are we makel to write Siddurim? How does an art scroll write the Parshiyos of Shema in the Siddur? So says the Tashbeit, well, you know what? It's only usher when you do it in a way that would be kosher for a Sefer Torah. But if it wouldn't be kosher for a Sefer Torah, so then there's no problem of writing. And that's how art scroll gets around, right? That's how they write everything, because this way, this ksav wouldn't be kosher for a Sefer Torah. So therefore, I don't have to come on to Eis Lasos Hashem L'Feir Torah. I'm not being makel in anything, because I'm not being over the Isser. The Isser is only when it's on klaf and diyoy and written big ksav ashuris. That's when it's usher. But otherwise, it's not usher at all. And some place can say, maybe you need both together. Really, we're going to be on the Tashbeit, that if you're not doing it big Sava Shuris, then it's fine, but only when it's considered to be Eis Lasos Hashem Feir Secha. So if you encounter the Tashbeit, if you accept the Tashbeit over here, take a look at the Pesachei Tshuva. Pesachei Tshuva brings this Tashbeit, Mar Malkum 13, says it's Pesachei Tshuva, the Enkais Megillah, Shekos, the Masha Efshel, Ahat Bezeh, Hu Sheyichtoi, Vatevos, Chaseiros, Besoifan, Kigoin Zeh, Vayidaber. He writes a lot of Rosh Tevos. Why Rosh Tevos? Because that would pass the Sefer Torah. Says the Tashbeit, you know why we're making on this? Because no one's writing B'Ksav Ashuris, and no one's writing in Kosher Diyoy, and no one's writing in the proper way of writing a Sefer Torah. But if someone would actually write the Parsha of Shema on Klaf, B'Ksav Ashuris, with proper Diyo, with Kavana, so that would be awesome Iker Adin. So now, Hodra Kushal Educhta, if we accept the Tashbeit, so then how are you writing Torahs? The only reason we're allowed to write everything else is because it's not kosher for Sefer Torah. Even with Eis Lasas L'Shem Efer Tzarecha, we're only mattering according to Tashbeis because it's not kosher for Sefer Torah. But now I have a parsha of Torahs which is 100% kosher for Sefer Torah. It's on klaf, it's on diyo, it's beautiful, beautiful Torahs. It's written perfectly, so maybe that should be usher as well. Comes the shoyel to Rav Avadya Yosef. Now all these skulas were very, very were accepted even more than by the Ashkenazim, by the Sfarim. So someone comes to Rav Avadya Yosef, he says, I don't understand. I'm going to catch 22. On the one hand, I want to recite the Keteris every day from a klach. That's what the Seder Yoyim writes. That's what the Rishayim write. On the other hand, there's a slight problem. It says in Shulchan Aruch, it's aser to write such a thing. So what do I do? So take a look at how he writes the Yabia Oymer. It's Kedai to see the Shayim. Take a look, Mar Malkum 14. Amarati vezboine. Think about this, says Rav Avadya. B'mashakosav agrach palagi b'kafachayim b'shem bishpat tzedek shenochoin lichtoiv parshas pitam akteiris v'habraisa shala al klaf oigvil b'ksav ashuris kimoi b'sefer Torah ובכל יום יקרא מתוך פתמך תורס והסגולו לפרנסה טובה ואושר. Ki akitoires me'asheres. Like the ketoires itself is me'asher, so too amiris ketoires is me'asher. V'tometi a parnasasai berevach. You'll find good parnasa. V'ken kalsav oy b'sifroi ruachayim. V'yisoidosai b'harare koidesh. B'sefer seder hayoyim. L'rabbeinu Moshe ben Machir. Like the Beis Yosef quotes. V'achoyishesh al nafshoi. Listen. V'achoyishesh al nafshoi. Someone who cares about himself. Roy loy leishtadu b'chol oyiz lichto kol inyan aktoris b'klaf kosh b'ksiv ashuris ulikreis esau pamachas b'boiker pamachas b'arif v'ani orif v'etiko rav ha'maver yablok. All the g'day, again, you have to, not every school is created equal. You have to know where it comes from. So you can't find a better school, right? The Midrashim already talk about the koyach of the Torahs, and here we have it from the Rishonim. So people want to capitalize on this, but how do I get around the fact that it's osir? V'chein nogu b'kama kehilois ulichoyer hazeh neged psak morim b'shulchan aruch. Right, so if it was the Ramah, so the Rav Adi would have an easy way out. But he says, what I do, it's against the morim b'shulchan, you're not allowed to write these things. Lo yichtav megillah b'fnei atzmi parshis ha-Torah v'ein koysim megillah l'tinok l'samibah. And it's mefurish ha-gemara, he says, in Masechus Gittin. Says Rav Adi, what are we supposed to do over here? We have a skula against the Gemara. What are we supposed to do? So he goes through the sugya as we just went through it. According to the riff that you just say eis lasos, so maybe there's makom lahater over here also eis lasos. But if you incorporate the tashbeit, that the only time we're going to be mater is if you didn't write it in a way which is kosher b'sefer Torah. You wrote it on paper like a book. You wrote it without diyoy, or you didn't write it b'ksav ashuris. So then how are we writing these things b'ksav ashuris on klaf with proper diyoy? Comes from Avad Yosef. Unbelievable. Comes from Avad Yosef. Take a look. I gave you the punchline. It's kedai to see the rest of the tshuva, but for time purposes, we'll read the punchline. Underlined at the bottom of the tshuva. Va'al koponim nira delechatchila ein ro'i lichtoiv pitamak teiris bifnei atzma rak b'dieved mutter likroi ba'a. K'moshe kosa b'tshuvas gudginis rodem v'kafachayim sefer v'grach palagi she'nochtan lichtoiv pitamak teiris b'ksav ashuris al-klaf ulefiha omer ein lasis kein lechatchila v'hanira le'niyas daiti kasafti. Says Rav Avadia, it's also lechatchila to do such a thing, b'dieved it's mutter. So if a person wants a skula, you have to hope that someone, you can't commission anyone to write it. Hope someone gets it for you in a gift. Or once it's in the Sfarim store, it's written already. So then, l'chari, that's b'dieved. But, well, one thing that's a problem to do is if you're a sofer, you shouldn't write such things. And if you want a fancy one, you want to commission someone to write it, you shouldn't do that as well. Once it's written, says Rav Avadia, b'dieved, there's makom le'hakel. But that's a fascinating thing of a minog, which seems to be a minog Yisrael, and we understand why it's a minog Yisrael. The Rishonim bring it, but l'maisa, at the end of the day, there is something which is yochel laharher acher this minog. You have to understand how this minog ever developed.
Hey, so there's a new shara, yeah? New sinner came out from my terrace, that has a din, my terrace, and the parsha, by the way, too.
Yeah.
You're supposed to say the parsha, too.
Yeah.
The terrace parsha, in the sinner, with ksav ashuris. It's in the sitter.
Why is that a pshara, though? That's a problem.
No, it's not a clock.
But then you don't have the Seder Ayoim. You can't have your cake and eat it. The Seder Ayoim skula is, it's written, the klaf, b'ksav ashuris, like a kosher
tefillah.
It's
without a klaf.
Right, that's the problem. But you want to call a shomer al nafshoi, we'll read it in a klaf. So it's not a good pshara.
Ksav ashuris to make the kosher. The yeah. Reason is for
kashivis.
No,
I don't know if that's true. The school is from a klaf. The school is both, the added, enhanced school is from a klaf. But it's still a school, yeah, that's the Iker did.
Why wouldn't it be the shah?
What? That's a very good question. That's a very good question. But
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.